Credit card companies Visa and MasterCard and American Express announced over the weekend that they are to suspend operations in Russia. PayPal also said it would shut down services. The measures are part of a widening corporate backlash to Russia's actions in Ukraine. Susanna Streeter, senior markets analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown, joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Russia's payment system, Mir, said cardholders would still be able to access their funds, make withdrawals and domestic transfers, at least until their bank cards expire. So will this move by credit card companies have any real effect?
Yes, it will have an effect. I think this decision to freeze Russia further out of the international banking system will have a fresh crippling effect on Russian consumers and businesses. Because yes, although you say that bank customers in Russia for now may be able to keep using those cards until they expire, this boycott means that Russians abroad in particular will see their payments rejected, with the shutting out of some really big spenders also likely to hurt a raft of businesses reliant on their custom. But also those people who aren't from Russia, who are currently in Russia at the moment, their cards will not work, their Master and Visa cards. And this is all part of this kind of creeping isolation of Russia, as a big corporates one by one freeze off their business dealings. And we've heard from PayPal they're doing the same. And what you're finding already is that this effect, and particularly cutting Russia off from the SWIFT banking system in a number of banks, Russian banks have been told they can't use this international messaging system, that's already caused such a headache for many consumers. And you've got queues around banks in Russia with people wanting to withdraw their money.
How will the loss of this business in Russia affect the likes of Visa and MasterCard? Do they have significant business there?
They do have significant business there, but like so many other big corporates, they feel that the reputational hit to their business if they don't take this action could potentially be even greater. So I think that's why they've taken this course of action. Obviously, they don't know. There's no kind of time limit set. It will depend on what happens with the conflict in Ukraine and how it plays out. But certainly for now, it is going to be damaging for these international companies, including these payments firms. But as I say, they believe it's a price that they're willing to pay right now.
Will the move accelerate Russian banks' adoption of Mir's own cards? And are those cards used and accepted outside of Russia?
It is very likely that it will accelerate that, the adoption of Mir cards. I do think domestically those will be used much more. I don't think that there's going to be a rush of adoption of Mir cards outside Russia, because, of course, so many companies are cutting off ties with the Russian businesses and Russian financial systems. What I do think you're going to see is that more Russians will use the China's UnionPay system. It's likely to be the system of choice, as it's already widely accepted around the world. Obviously, not to the same level as MasterCard and Visa and American Express. And it will take significant time to reissue millions of cards. And I think this is going to add to the financial difficulties facing the banking sector in Russia. But I do think that the UnionPay system is likely to be the one which is adopted by more Russian banks to enable their citizens to have access to payment systems around the world.
Okay, now we're seeing other Western firms cut ties, likes of Netflix and more recently KPMG and PwC are among the latest. Will this have the desired cumulative effect?
It's very difficult to see. However, it certainly will have the effect of isolating Russia from the financial and the corporate world. Fortress is going up. It's being built by companies to freeze Russia out. However, we don't know how long it will be or whether it will actually enforce a change of policy in Moscow. It's very difficult to see, but certainly companies believe that they think this is the right course of action to take to demonstrate their horror about what is unfolding in Ukraine. Certainly what you can see already is that it is having a pretty devastating effect on the economy in terms of the ruble. The ruble had dropped dramatically when these sanctions were first imposed, still bumping along the bottom at record lows. And it's actually freezing Russia's central bank from accessing a big portion of its foreign exchange reserves, which potentially will have a greater impact, as well as the moves that are currently being mooted by the US in particular to slap a ban on Russian oil exports. I think if sanctions increase to that, that's going to have much more damaging effect on the Russian economy. But we're not yet there yet, because, of course, the European Union is very mindful of the ricochet effect that that would have on their economies, hugely reliant on oil and gas.
Susanna Streeter, Senior Markets Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown, thank you very much for your time this morning.